Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG Season 5. And as we're getting close to the end of the year, I've already put out 140 episodes, and I am so stoked to tell you that. 5 seasons worth of material. Crazy. And I have a bunch of stuff still to go. So I'm going to revisit 5 of my biggest episodes from 2023 and talk about them one more time. Starting with number 5, and that is where to put the photo booth. You do not put the photo booth anywhere but the main room, if at all possible. As a DJ, I do not want the guests leaving me. I don't want them walking out of the room, going anywhere else. I want them staying in the room, because if a song comes on that they want to hear, or even if they're in the photo booth when the song comes on, they can still jam to it. If they're in another room, down a hallway, around a corner, outside, can't hear it, they're going to miss the jam. And now I got to worry about, not only are people going to be in the room when I play specific songs, but what if it's the bride and groom or the bridal party and I play a song and they miss it and they come back in the room and they go, oh, I wanted to hear it. I can't sit there for the entire fucking party and walk around and be like, is this your song? Is that your song? Are you here? Are you not here? I can't watch the room. I mean, I can, depending upon the room, but I'm not going to sit there like a hawk staring at the bride and the bridal party like, are they in the room when I play this song? When the photo booth's in the main room, you know they're in the main room when you play that song. The only reason why a venue would tell you to get the photo booth out of the main room because it doesn't fit. But if that photo booth fits in that main room, or if that photo booth fits somewhere within earshot of those speakers, put that photo booth there. If you got to put the photo booth somewhere where you can't hear shit going on when that photo booth is in use, then I'm sorry to tell you this and the companies who sell it, but that photo booth is useless. And it's useless to me as a DJ because you are going to be fighting against the cause that I am trying to create. It's like when I mentioned the cigar roll. Well, I had a wedding about a month or so ago where the cigar roller kept my entire bridal party on the groom's side outside in the other room for literally an hour plus. My dance floor looked like dog shit because all the guys were outside watching the groom roll a cigar and then smoking cigars with them. Come on, we only have a certain amount of time in the event total to even get the music out that we're supposed to get. Now you start bringing in other shit to compete with it? At least put that shit in the main room, not outside, not somewhere else. Come on, think about it. It's good advice. I'll be back tomorrow with number 4 on the countdown, top podcast of 2023. I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my